secrecy about my gift when she took me in after my mom died. According to Gran, the world wasn't safe for people like me. And since a sojourn into a padded cell wasn't my dream vacay, I stuck to my word. I'd always figured at some point I'd find a purpose for my odd skill set, maybe find out how to use it to help people. But so far, that point hadn't come. Maybe someday. Allie? Mallory pressed. Are you sure you don't want food? I'm good, I reassured my still frowning roommate. Come on, we have shopping to do. That made Mallory smile. You know it, she agreed. She unlocked her car with a cheery hair toss. I slid into the passenger seat of the black Mercedes and stared out the window as the tiny town of Skykomish passed by. The city didn't have much besides our school and a 10-lift ski resort that brought in some tourist traffic. But it did have a few shops on Main that were run by long-time, some fourth or fifth generation locals. It was a sweet little town, and I looked forward to calling it home for the next 4 years. How was the rest of your day? Mallory asked as she drove. Did your environmental studies professor give you a lot of weekend homework? Not really. She wanted us to write a paper about the earthquakes in Mexico last month. I guess that fault line wasn't expected to have a seismic shift for years. Crazy, huh? As crazy as the dormant volcanoes